From our New York studios. Well, no, he's at work at CNN this morning. Don Lemon, good morning.
This is where I live. Don't you know that? This is home for now until November 9th. And y'all might not see me. You'll be saying, Don Lemon, Don, where are you? Okay, y'all. I feel like I'm living in an alternate universe. I'm just saying before I start this. So, the first debate is behind us. What do you think? Who won?
Hands down, Hillary.
Won. Hands down, Hillary won. That's
Not so fast. Mm-hmm. Because according to some polls, especially on the conservative sites, like Drudge, 82% to 75% they say Trump won. Even Time Magazine has it Trump winning. NewJersey.com, Trump's winning. A lot of places Trump's winning, except for CNN, which is a neutral poll, 62 to 27%. But even some Fox News hosts are saying that Hillary Clinton won the night and she controlled the ball. The candidates covered a lot of ground, okay, from trade to terror. But I want to discuss some particular moments that are of interest to this audience of black folks who are listening this morning, because all Trump has been doing lately is spending a lot of time supposedly reaching out to people of color. So can we please take a look at this birther issue first? Lester Holt, who's a debate moderator, asked Trump why for years he continued to promote this false narrative that President Obama was not born in the U.S. Trump pivoted to that same untrue talking point that Hillary Clinton started the birther movement, and then he falsely stated that Clinton's former campaign manager, Patty Solis Doyle, admitted a few weeks ago on CNN that they did the same thing. Luckily, though, CNN had Patty Solis Doyle on last night to explain. Listen to this.
It is absurd what Donald Trump just said. I never sent anyone to Kenya to look for his birth certificate.
What you had said, because I just looked at the transcript, mm-hmm. was that there was a staffer, you weren't sure if she was paid or not, perhaps a
volunteer.
Here's
what happened. Okay. There was a volunteer in Iowa in late 07 who forwarded an email.
Volunteer on the Clinton campaign.
On the Clinton campaign, who forwarded an email about Obama's heritage, saying that he was a Muslim. We found out about it. I fired him. I called David Plouffe, not you, David, but David Plouffe, and apologized because that's
David
not
from the Obama campaign.
Correct, his campaign, Obama's campaign manager, because we didn't want to run that kind of campaign. That's called shutting it down.
Hmm. When pressed several times by Lester Holt during the debate, Trump would not apologize nor explain his reason for finally admitting that the president was born here. He just doubled down, saying he finished the issue by getting the president to do something Hillary Clinton could not do, and that's produce his birth certificate. So let's talk stop and frisk now. Trump stated again that the unconstitutional tactic was a crime killer instead of a form of racial profiling.
Stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in New York because it largely singled out black and Hispanic young men.
No, you're wrong. It went before a judge who was a very against police judge. It was taken away from her, and our new mayor, refused to go forward with the case. They would have won an appeal. If you look at it, throughout the country, there are many places
where the argument is that it's a form of racial profiling.
No, the argument is that we have to take the guns away from these people that have them.
A very against police judge.
Very against police judge.
A very against
police against
judge.
Police judge. So still, the facts don't matter. The facts don't matter to him in either of these cases. And when asked by Lester Holt, what would he say to African Americans about racial healing, Trump defiantly said he would say nothing. And then again congratulated himself for getting President Obama to produce his birth certificate. And with that, I don't think I really need to say another word. I wonder if the people around him are telling him what he wants to hear or telling him the truth. Because he thinks he won. He's tweeted that he won the debate. His people are saying he won the debate. His voters are saying he won the debate. And a lot of online polls are saying he won the debate. Also, I wonder what that says about America.
He won the debate.
A little sore.
It's a little tender.
I was watching and said, okay, I got to turn this off now. I actually started to be a little embarrassed for him. And then I said, no, I'm going to continue to watch this. So.
But, Don, in talking with people, it's people hear what you want to hear. You see what you want to see. And I'm wondering what kind of needle was moved in this in terms of people who say that they're still undecided. That's the key to me. And I didn't see a lot of people being convinced.
I think it's going to move, Sam, especially with the undecided, especially with the female vote. And the black vote and Hispanic vote. I just think it's got to move. You just couldn't watch.
Well, Don, what about a CNN poll? You have to wait for the results?
The CNN poll says 67% he won. Was he ready? Who's more qualified to be president? It's in the 60s, anywhere from 65 to 67% as well. Who could handle national security? 65 to 67% as well for Hillary Clinton. And we had a group of independents on. 18 out of 20 of them said that they were undecided, not independent, sorry, undecided, saying that they had now decided after watching last night's debate to vote for Hillary Clinton. But again, you know, that's where Sybil is right. That's where the difference is going to be made, is those independents who, you know, haven't decided, those people who haven't decided. And so it appears just from that group that he made a difference. But if you're watching television today versus yesterday versus last week, nothing has changed with her supporters and his supporters. They're still saying he won. I do think that his campaign knows that he didn't win. Mm-hmm. If you listen to David Axelrod last night.
When the doors are closed and when they talk. Yeah,
they
and
know.
So for the next,
and he knows.
The next debate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The first debate last time, remember, between Romney and Obama?
Yes.
David Axelrod said they knew within the first 10 minutes that President Obama had lost that debate, and they were in their you know, green room and just sitting there going, oh, my gosh, this is terrible.
But the difference with Trump is you don't think Trump is going to listen to his advisor. He hasn't so far.
No.
He's
hired people. But let me finish. They came out last time, Jay, and he said he could barely get it out. Oh, he did great when they knew that they lost. I think that Trump knows that he lost. I don't think he's going to change that much because he can't. He thinks he thinks he won now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's fixed it in his head that he's won, but he really did not.
Yeah, but Don, those are very against Hillary people.
And very against Hillary polls.
They're very against.
That's who that was, Don. Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
It is not.
No, I didn't.